We passed through the archway, then followed the lane, the garden wall on the left, the stream on the right. My grandmother carried the hurricane lamp, and I held her free hand as the going was quite rough, and it was dark. Through the branches of the crowding trees, you could see the moving clouds made luminous by the hidden moon. Sometimes you could see the stars through a hole in the overcast, or the dim outline of a gate and slap leading into a field. But mostly we had to recognize where we were by the shift in sound. For example, when the stream crossed the lane and we would take the path down past the lonely home. I wondered if we would see the hooded figure. My grandmother always said it was old Mrs. Mackay who lived in the lonely home, but somehow the figure seemed too large to be a woman, especially an old woman. There was a flickering light in the whitewashed cottage, but no mysterious figure on the path to the well in the field. My grandmother complained that I was walking too quickly and would drag her down. True enough, for I was very nervous around this place. The path went up a small rise in the vicinity of an abandoned sandpit, and there was a stile, and when I was helping my grandmother over it, I heard the sound. "What's that?" I said. "What's that?" "It's nothing," she said, "just the wind." I knew there was a cave around here. Some people called it a souterrain, an underground passage or tomb where the Irish used to bury their dead. I'd seen it one day when I was exploring, but didn't draw too close, as I thought there might be a badger or some other creature inside. Anyway, I was glad when we passed along and I could no longer hear that forlorn sound. And we came to that part of our journey known as the Lover's Lane, where young couples would lie in the ditch in the long summer evenings. It wasn't far from there to Whitehall. Whitehall was an old country estate just like ours, but it had been let go, was in decline, even though you could see signs of its former grandeur in the exotic trees that were planted here and there, brought from India and Africa, the outreaches of the empire. The deceased was lying on a table in the ballroom, surrounded by votive candles. He was wearing a double-breasted suit and a fedora, as if he had just lain down after a long journey. As I was considered a talent, my grandmother had asked me to draw his portrait as per the custom of the times. And so, by the low light, I tried to capture the features of this mysterious man. He was in his late 40s, early 50s perhaps. A handsome man, a modern man, a man who rode horses, perhaps flew airplanes, had been places I was only beginning to read about in books. I didn't include the bullet hole in his neck because, well, I wasn't sure what it was, and I knew realism wasn't what was required. The men were in one room smoking and drinking whiskey, while the women were in another drinking tea and consoling the widow. She reminded me of my mother, older of course, but with the same sort of elegance. She had an affliction, tick dollaroo, I think my grandmother called it, although perhaps it was just grief. I showed them my drawing. They passed it around, nodded. Someone said, "It looks just like Jack." The widow looked at the drawing for what seemed a long time. Then, in a near whisper, said, "You forgot the wound." My grandmother apologized for me, said I could make the correct adjustment. The wound. I went back to the ballroom, but he was gone. And all that remained was his hat lying on the floor where it must have fallen when he was removed. I heard a woman cry out somewhere in the depths of this ancient house, and there was a commotion. I didn't know what had happened, if he was dead or had risen from the dead or what. And my grandmother didn't say very much. The more people talk, the more likely they are to come to blows, was her way of thinking. They say there are over 600 souterrains in County Antrim, and some of these underground passages are linked in a long network wherein a man might hide forever. I can believe it. On our way back that night, I'm sure I saw a hooded figure in the vicinity of the souterrain at the sandpit. And when we came to the lonely home, there was a group of armed paramilitaries there with dogs. I don't know. Captain Jack of Whitehall, war hero. Captain Jack, outlaw. Captain Jack, political genius. Captain Jack, ghost of the singing tombs.